With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Karen Chamas reports that Israel says it has begun a large-scale attack on Tehran and continues to strike Lebanon as Iran targets Israel and U.S. bases in the region.
Israel has said it has begun a large-scale attack on Tehran on Thursday, as well as continuing strikes in Beirut and southern Lebanon against Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Iran launched a new wave of attacks at Israeli and American bases in the Middle East. Israel's military said it was moving to intercept the missiles. The war was launched by the U.S. and Israel on Saturday. Over 1,000 people in Iran have been killed by U.S. and Israeli strikes, and over 80 people have been killed in Lebanon by Israeli strikes. About a dozen have been killed in Israel by Iranian missiles and drones. I'm Karen Shammer.
Republicans are invoking the war in Iran and the prospect of retaliatory terrorist attacks as they tee up votes today on a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Having kept DHS shut down now for 3 weeks and counting, Democrats will once again leave Washington today and head to the airport, where they will walk past some of the 50,000 TSA agents who are missing part of their pay because of Senate Democrats.
National correspondent Ben Thomas reports Virginia voters will be deciding whether to allow redistricting that could favor Democrats.
Democrats in Virginia have been pushing a plan to redraw the congressional map in a manner that could help the party win 4 more U.S. House seats. Republicans have gone to court to block it. But for the second time, Virginia's Supreme Court has ruled voters can cast ballots even as the justices review the legal challenges. The court still has not ruled whether the mid-decade redistricting amendment and referendum are legal. Early voting on the April 21st referendum is supposed to begin Friday. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is SRN News. Luxembourg has enshrined abortion.
The small European nation has voted to add the so-called right to an abortion to its constitution, making it only the second country in the world to do so, following France. Luxembourg is a constitutional monarchy, but the monarch has very little power. In fact, when Grand Duke Henry opposed the law allowing physician-assisted suicide in 2008, the legislature of Luxembourg passed laws to reduce his power to little more than a rubber stamp. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man who repeatedly drove his car into the Shabbat Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York City earlier this year has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of intentionally damaging religious property. The man was arrested on hate crimes charges following the January 28th incident, which damaged an entrance to the revered Jewish site but did not cause any bodily injuries. This is SRN News. Some new hope on the medical front. An experimental drug is offering the prospect of fresh hope for children suffering an uncommon type of epilepsy.
Dravet syndrome is a rare but severe form of epilepsy, the symptoms usually appearing before the age of one. Without effective treatment, it causes repeated uncontrolled seizures, creating a high risk for injury and death. But doctors say an experimental drug treatment called zorevunersen is showing great promise. A trial in 81 young patients suggests repeated doses can result in up to 90% fewer seizures and healthier brain activity.
That is the BBC's Michelle Roberts. Lou Holtz, the veteran coach whose 1988 Notre Dame championship season helped define an era of college football, has passed away at the age of 89. The university said that he passed away in Orlando, Florida, surrounded by relatives. No cause of death has been provided. More on these stories at srnnews.com.